بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, Allah تبارك وتعالى has given us the blessed month of Ramadan. Ulama explain as a training ground the way a person will spend his time during the month of Ramadan in compliance with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making an effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to abstain from guna, from sin. Then in this manner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow the remaining 11 months of the year to come out. And here ulama have explained the wisdom behind our fasting, our roza during the month of Ramadan. Like we find with our other ibadat, a person is in salah, for example, we all understand that from the time of takbir till he makes salam, he is not allowed to eat, he is not allowed to drink, he is not allowed to speak to anyone, he cannot move his body away from the qibla. All those actions which would have been permissible for him, but because he is now in salah, he is not allowed to carry out these actions. In the same way, a person is going for hajj, for umrah, he's in the state of ihram. Then from the time he recites his talbiyah, he makes his intention, he dons his ihram, here again, those things which were permissible for him, he is no longer allowed to apply any fragrance, any itar. He cannot wear his normal clothing, he cannot remove his hair, he cannot trim, clip his nails, and various other actions that would have been permissible for him, because he is now in the state of ihram, he is not allowed to do these actions. In the very same way, when it comes to our fasting in the month of Ramadan, from the time of Subuh Sadiq right up until sunset, that food which was halal was permissible, the drink which was halal, a person's lawful spouse, but because he is now fasting, he is in the state of sawm, of roza, he is now required to avoid and to abstain from this. And the wisdom behind this, ulama explain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing a person that in the month of Ramadan, if I have that ability and strength to avoid that which is halal and permissible for me, then definitely outside of the month of Ramadan, for me to avoid what is haram, what is impermissible, what Allah has prohibited me from, I definitely do have the courage, the strength and the ability. Hazrat Mohammad Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would give that example year in and year out of a person who is fasting. He would say that take a lesson from yourself. Likewise, a person in i'tikaf, take a lesson from yourself. That the fasting person, how conscious he becomes. And we know a person is looking at the calendar all the time. He has the app on his phone also. That I must not eat or drink after the sehri time. And he ensures that 5 or 10 minutes before the sehri time also he stops eating and drinking. And iftari time also, I must wait for the adhan of the muadzin. Maulana would give the example that a person 5 to 10 minutes before iftar, somebody puts a cold glass of milkshake in front of him, or some savouries in front of him, and says to him that nobody is watching you, why don't you break your fast? There's just 5 or 10 minutes to go, nobody will know. Then he would say, no matter what the level of a person's iman may be, but he'll say, it's the command of Allah, I have to wait for the muadzin's adhan, or for the time of sunset, I cannot eat and drink right now. In the same way, a person in i'tikaf, how conscious he becomes. That throughout the year, he was entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, left foot, right foot. He wasn't reading dua. He didn't even know where the sehen area ended, where the masjid started. But now in i'tikaf, he becomes so conscious that mistakenly also, I must not set foot outside of the masjid. So he would say that take a lesson from ourselves in the month of Ramadan, that if Allah gave me this level of consciousness, then I definitely have it within me to instill this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside the month of Ramadan. Therefore, ulama explained, my dear brothers, throughout the month of Ramadan, for us to have this niyat at the front of our minds, at the time of sehri, when I am partaking of my sehri, this is the command of Allah. How many of us have this intention when we're waking up for sehri, that I am fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Tasahharu. فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that partake of sehri, there's barakat in sehri. So this is the command of Allah right now. When I forego my breakfast, my lunch, this is the command of Allah. At the time of iftari, as we are putting that kajur into our mouth, or we're taking that sip of water to bring to the front of my mind, that this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm fulfilling Allah's command right now. Right now for me to eat is the command of Allah. During the day to abstain from food and drink is the command of Allah. If a person will do this, then ulama say, after the month of Ramadan, it will become very, very easy for a person Now when the command of Allah is put in front of him, in his business, in his home, in his private life, now for that intention to come to the front of his mind, that this is the command of Allah, I have to fulfill the command of Allah, this what is known as taqwa, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, which we have heard over and over again, this will now come very easily into a person's life, because in the month of Ramadan, he made the correct niyat and the correct intention. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.